Early Native Americans buried people in many of these subtle formations and considered them sacred. Other mounds are shaped like animals and are treasured by archaeologists, but many have been destroyed or damaged due to urban development, neglect, or overgrowth. Now McFarland officials are close to adopting a plan to protect and preserve local mounds, which includes eventually removing all trees from within 5 feet of their base. Some McFarland residents, like Alan Luloff, object to this plan, saying trees can help keep the mounds from eroding.
I think they can coexist. There's a lot of work to be done that everybody can be involved in, and I think it's just really unfortunate that it's become a tree versus mound issue.
But others, including Jay Toth, say the trees need to go. Toth is an archaeologist for the Ho-Chunk Nation. He wants McFarland to clear all the trees from the mounds so future generations might learn from them.
They're basically a landscape, a book that tells you a story, and if you cover them all up with trees, you know, they're going to erode and you can't read the story. Mound builders did not build their mounds with trees on them. They were built to be seen. And just like churches, you don't have trees growing on your local churches, and neither did the mound builders.
A committee is taking public comments on the plan, which the village board will take up next month. If approved, the plan could serve as a model for similar preservation efforts across the state. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.